We walked over to the mausoleum and looked at the name, and the name was Andrews, and we were all excited about this. It's the same name as the couple with me, but it was spelled differently. This name was spelled A-N-D-R-E-U-S, and their name is A-N-D-R-E-W-S, and Mrs. Andrews right away said, well, actually, our last name was originally A-N-D-R-E-U-S, but somewhere in the 18th century, the U was changed to a W. Maybe it was a misprint. Mr. Andrews said he wasn't really clear. His family hadn't made it clear exactly to him how his name was changed from U to W, but it actually was the same last name that they had. So we were very interested in this, and so the Virgin Mary began to speak to me again, and what she asked me to do was to take this couple, all of us, to go around the cemetery and look at the sites, which we did. And there were several things to look at, some quotes from the Bible, some that she were favorites of hers. She didn't stop and have a stop and read every single one of them, but she did say that she wanted us to go over and visit some graves of some very close friends of hers. And so where she took us was over to a large site where the nuns were buried, and there were probably 7 or 8 nuns buried there. And she was telling me, and of course I was repeating what she was saying, that these were her very close friends, and these were their graves, and she wanted us just to stop and look and ponder, and also to help her give thanks for beautiful beings like nuns who worship her and spend their time thinking about her. She was very expressive about this, and we stopped and we talked about the nuns, and we wondered what it might be like to be a nun. And then after this, we were directed by her to go ahead and leave the cemetery. So we left the cemetery and the Lalaishi Shrine, and we went walking down the street back towards St. Augustine. Well, back towards the center of town of St. Augustine. We are almost in the center of town already.